Still a few scattered showers around this afternoon, otherwise skies will be partly to mostly cloudy, and it'll be a bit more humid, with temperatures reaching into the middle and upper 70s for daytime highs. As we get into the night tonight, skies will remain mostly cloudy, and with a wave of low pressure tracking south of Long Island, we do run the risk at a few more scattered showers and possibly even a thunderstorm. Low temperature is not quite as cool, but still pleasant, with readings in the lower to mid-60s. On Saturday, as that wave tracks off the eastern seaboard, we still run the risk of a few scattered showers and maybe a rumble of thunder, but most of the day will be dry, and with a mix of sun and clouds, highs will manage to get toward the 80-degree mark. A ridge of high pressure, both at the surface and the mid-levels of the atmosphere, will build in for the second half of the weekend. We will return to mostly sunny skies on Sunday, and it will be warm. The humidity will go up a bit, and highs will be in the middle to upper 80s. The heat will continue to build back into the region on Monday with the humidity, highs close to 90 with a mix of sun and clouds, and readings will be around 90 as the next wave of low pressure heads our way for the middle of next week, touching off at least a few scattered showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday and Wednesday, and highs in the upper 80s to around 90 through the middle of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a stationary front is forecast to linger across the mid-Atlantic and southeast over the next couple of days, which will keep an increased risk for thunderstorms across the region that will obtain peak coverage during the afternoon and evening hours. Some of the thunderstorms will be slow-moving and capable of producing heavy rainfall over a short period of time, resulting in a flash flood threat. The flood threat will be increased for portions of the Carolinas into the northern mid-Atlantic states where the soil moisture is elevated due to recent heavy rainfall from Tropical Storm Isaias. Meanwhile, an upper-level disturbance will track east through the southern parts of Canada Friday into Friday night, and a cold front following this feature at the surface. Ahead of the front, temperatures and dew points will rise in the north-central United States, helping support thunderstorms, some of which could be strong to severe. The Storm Prediction Center has a slight risk for severe thunderstorms today and tonight across northern North Dakota into northwestern Minnesota. Flash flooding could also occur with these storms. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with showers and thunderstorms, upper 70s. Boston mostly cloudy with a shower possible, upper 70s. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny with the risk of a shower and highs in the upper 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 76 degrees, the low 55. The average temperature, 66, that's 6 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 3.93 inches for the month, which is 3.17 inches above normal, and 21.77 inches for the year, which is 1.68 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low, 61. The record high, 102, set in 1918, and the record low, 46, in 1994. Sunrise this morning was at 5:54 a.m., sunset this evening 8:08 p.m., 14 hours and 14 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with the risk of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers and a thunderstorm possible tonight in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 70s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight in the mid 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-70s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy today with showers and thunderstorms likely and highs in the mid-70s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-70s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, still the risk of a shower or a thunderstorm near 80 degrees. Mostly sunny, warm, a bit more humidity, mid to upper 80s on Sunday. A mix of sun and clouds, hot and humid on Monday, near 90. Partly sunny, hot and humid, with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm on Tuesday and Wednesday, upper 80s to around 90. And a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the upper 80s on Thursday. Stay safe and have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.